mentally, physically prepared for rehabilitation, determined to establish my reputation, and convince the OG convicts without hesitation. I was bouted, leaving the cell block, going to the yard, and confrontation broke out. The knife was passed to me to victimize the enemy. I stuck the shank between his ribs, twisted the handle to make sure the blade done damage. Leaving the child hall, my prison situation went bad to worse. When the goon squad gaffled me up, beat me up, took me up to solitary confinement. They found the knife on the third tier. Rumors, gossip, snitching got me an extra year. A transfer to shoot, a maximum security prison of killers and lifers. They educated me and taught me revolutionary ideologies and slogans like black power, all power to the people. Guards, cowards, and PCs was intimidated by our aggressive attitude and mentality.
Uhuru, stop, stop! PGA, Crips, Blood, Home and Five, stay online. We gotta survive. PGA, Crips, Blood, Home and Five, stay online. We gotta survive. PGA, Crips, Blood, Home and Five, stay online. We gotta survive. PGA, Crips, Blood, Home and Five, stay online. We gotta survive.
I done some time, about 2 or 3 years locked down, listening to the sound of the door closed behind me. When I step in the tomb, they assign for me to dwell in. I'm a convicted felon, and they telling me I was lucky, I was a juvenile when I committed the crime. Grown men get more time in prison. Now I'm sitting in front of the man who got the power to make the move to let me go home, or give me more time to roam the 5x7 single cell alive. He asked me if I feel remorse for the crime I committed, and if I feel I paid the price. I said yes, sir. As a matter of fact, well, I've been incarcerated. I done got my GED, and I feel I've been rehabilitated. He had a look in his eyes that made me feel he believed what I was saying was real and be it the will of Allah. I'm the person, the master, while he brought my heart, and the most honorable like Muhammad through the words of the master J. I be getting out today on parole.
PGA, Crips, Blood, 415, stay alive. We gotta survive. PGA, Crips, Blood, 415, stay alive. We gotta survive. PGA, Crips, Blood, 415, stay alive. We gotta survive. PGA, Crips, Blood, 415, stay alive. We gotta survive. PGA.
And Solidarity Food tried to steal on me. He was 6'2", 225, Chauncey was his name. I was just arriving to Soledad Penitentiary, coming from San Quentin Maximum Security Unit, and prepared for all challenges. As he swung, I duck bobbed and weaved, and caught him smack dab in the middle of his face. My reputation grew, I was bouted, a soldier affiliated with soldiers. I was influential, militant, and disciplined. My prison program consisted of lifting weights, reading books, walking the yard, collecting my thoughts, preparing myself for the free world. My capabilities to hold my own in all situations made me a shot caller. From my jail cell, I developed the skills I display to understand brotherhood, protect your manhood, make it back to your hood. No struggle, no progress, no guts, no glory. The sacrifice was not in vain. Men are Scurry X's examples. We can't look up, and be up. I'm a giant among giants. I stood tall as among the tall. OG Hon Lewis been through it all.
Sajadalahu and Assalamu alaikum to the degree of the Creator's master plan. From the city of the living stones, with the God Herm Lewis, all the way across the waters to the east side of Oakland, Seven Dukes and Lacey Street, to inside the walls. You're in a single cell of life. All you brothers, all you sisters, the walls are about to come crumbling down in a minute. And you better be up in it.